Vibing. Who? Reeves. Rant alert. I'm about to go on a rant, y'all. Gotta know there's people out there don't want you to make the best decision. They want you to make the worst possible decision. They egging you on to make the worst possible decision. They want you to do some shit you're not supposed to do. You know? It's like, let's say y'all having an argument. You're having an argument, people, right? Boom, and this one motherfucker is getting beside himself. You're going to have someone say, yo, slap that nigga. Slap that bitch. Boom, and then people go up there, yeah, slap. And other people like, go chill, man, chill, yo, chill. It ain't worth it, Who you think cares more about you? The one that said, slap that nigga, slap that bitch, fuck him up. Or the person that said, chill, it's not worth it. Now, let's say you are on papers. That's right. Let's say you're on parole, probation, whatever. And you're trying to do right. One person wants you to backslide and knock that person on their ass. Shoot, they might even, once that person's down and stumbling, that other person might hop in and jump that person in and start kicking that person while they're down. It happens. Trust me. It happens. But who cares more about you? The person that's going to try to convince you to do that is going to encourage you to do that, knowing that you have things you're trying to do, trying to better your life, but you handle it like that, you can get violated and be right back in jail. But they're still trying to get you to do that. Then who's going to feed your kids when you're in jail? Who's going to watch the kids when you're in jail? The mother of your kids or whatever, you know, so, or the father of your kids, whatever, because women have friends that are not friends as well, you know. There's bad influences all around this mug. So which one is your friend? Because a friend who's trying to get you to calm down when it doesn't have to be that way. Like, no. You know you can't afford to do that. You don't want to get violated. You don't want to go back to jail because the guy's a jerk. That's one else handle it differently. You don't got to be the one to take it there. See? Or you can handle it better. Some people want you to wild out for their entertainment. That's right. Some people want you to wild out for their entertainment. They want you to wild out. I say it again, for their entertainment. They get a kick out of seeing you do stupid shit. That could get you hemmed up and caught up. But then, once you do that, they'll be the first one to say, dude too old to be doing that dumb shit. He ought to know better. Oh, she too old. She got kids. She ought to know better. There's the same one egging you on to do something dumb. And take things to a level it didn't need to be on. But as soon as you suffer the consequences for your acts, they'll flip, change their team hat, and be like, oh, start pointing the finger at you like, you need to mature, you should be grown, you know. Too old to be doing that dumb shit. When they was the same ones instigating and trying to convince you to do that same dumb shit. So you got to know your peoples are, you know. There's people out there who only operate in their best interest, but they try to act like they got your back. They don't. They want you to do something stupid. They're entertained by that. They don't want you to go no further than them. They want you rolling around in the muck and the mire like a pig. They want to be with it. They don't want you to elevate at all. They're trying to drag you down. Some will do it smooth, and you won't even realize unless you got your mind open and you're paying attention. No, you gotta realize. Sometimes they don't even realize, they're just immature, and it might not even be something they do out of a sense of malice or hating. They just might be immature, and that's what they're entertained by, and that's what they respect. That's what they expect to do. So that's how they live their life. And other people, they're hating. They don't want you to see you go farther. And other people, they're just watching, like I said, out of a sense of entertainment. they get to see you do that stuff that they wouldn't do. They're going to amp you up to do something stupid and crazy that they wouldn't even do because they know better. But they don't want you to know better because they want to be entertained by what you're doing. They want to live vicariously through your bad decisions, your rash acts. Crazy, right? But sometimes to be like that, you know, and you're vibing with Reeves, you're about to get into it. It's going to be a good episode, going to be a great episode, feeling, you know what I mean? Feeling how I'm feeling when I'm feeling. Let's do it. Yeah. What's good, y'all? Vibing with Reeves. What's good, y'all? What's going on? What's going on with ya? How you doing? Yeah, another episode Vibing with Reeves. And I want to talk about attention. You know, attention. We all need a bit. You know what I mean? Well, attention is powerful. The power of paying attention. What do you pay attention to? Why do you pay attention? You know, I'm going to come through on that level. I'm going to address it from this angle, the angle of attention paid importance. The importance of the attention you pay. That's right. Let's get it. When you pay attention to something, you put your focus on it. Your focus, you put your energy on it. You keep your eye on it, all three. Keep your left eye, right eye, mind eye. You're focused. That's what matters. You're taking notes on that subject. You're paying attention. Got in your crosshairs. You got in your target. You're being patient. You're just waiting. What you pay attention to is important. You can pay attention to the right thing. You can pay attention to the wrong thing. And your results will be as follows. You pay attention to the right thing, you get the right results. Pay attention to the wrong thing, wrong results. That's right. So you have to pay attention. You know, you have to pay attention. Boom. Here's an example. Growing up, we have tests as a kid, elementary school. We had tests. We have homework. We have classwork. Things the teacher is teaching us off the syllabus. And the things that pop into their head that they feel important life lessons that maybe didn't make their way onto the syllabus. But they still know it's something important that us kids would have to learn in our journey of life. So they'll still do their best to impart that wisdom in us, you know. Still do their best to teach us, as is their job. Salute. But with attention, you have to know there's always somebody vying for attention. There's always going to be somebody vying for attention. In this case, let's talk about class clowns. Quote, unquote, class clowns. The people that always got the jokes and want to crack the class up and entertain the class. But the teacher's teaching. We're there to learn. So they're distracting us because they really want the attention. That's the currency. I mean, a lot of people now still want attention. That's forever. Some people just need a little bit. Some people need way too much. What I'm saying, attention. We all need a bit. So if you have someone that's vying for attention, trying to snatch the attention from the teacher. Ooh, look at me, look at me. Got the jokesiness. And such and such looks like that. And it's snapping on people and trying to entertain and get the attention away from the teacher and from anyone else and from also the book. Trying to get the attention away from the lesson plan. Trying to get you to pay more attention to them than page 32 that the teacher told you to turn to. Trying to get you to pay more attention to them than the test they want you to study for. And I had a teacher, she said this. She said, you know what? I told y'all before not to listen to him. He's funny. He's funny. Funny little guy. But, you know, we're here to learn. You and in life have a choice of what you pay attention to. You pay attention to the right things or the wrong things. Whatever you pay attention to, that's what's going to end up paying you. Keep that in mind now. If you want to pay attention to the jokes? Okay, cool. Don't disturb the rest of them. But if you want to pay attention to the lesson, that's even better. And you'll pass the test. And you get good grades, and your parents won't be mad at you. And then you're going to grow up, and it'll be easier for you to get a job or start your own company and these things. She was saying that. I'm like, oh, okay. But as a kid, I wasn't realizing she's laying down the truth. She's giving gems. Sure, I'm speaking on that now, years and years and years later. Like, oh, sweat. I paid attention to her, you know. Thankfully, you know. Some people did. And they failed that test because they was just paying attention to what the class clown was doing. They was hooked. On the comedy and the jokes, it is so cool, and it was funny. But you know, I'm saying, let me focus on this because I know if I fail, I can't say, but mom, the guy in class, he was just so funny. I didn't have time to listen to the teacher tell me what was on the test. So if anything, it's his fault. And nah, that wouldn't fly. That would not fly at all. Not at all. What you pay attention to ends up paying you. What you pay attention to pays you. You feel me? That's one example. Another example of what you pay attention to, you know, pays you. Is an artist. Let's say it's a recording artist. And they're struggling. They're trying to get on. Trying to get it. And they have people who support them. On one hand. People that go to see them perform. Share their music. Maybe buy their merch. If they have any t-shirts, hoodies, you know. Posters and the like. We share their stuff on social media. You know. Retweet this, share that post, you know. They tell people about their music. They buy it, they stream it. They watch the music videos. They see them, they tell them how much they love the music. They offer and they offer so much encouragement. And then there's going to be people on the other side. People that say, you still doing that whack shit? No one wants to hear that. Or, in the end, or they just say they're going to show up but never do. Every time they're going to come through, oh, you won't believe what had happened. What had happened was, whenever you hear what had happened was, you know you're about to hear a bunch of lies. It's going to be a great grand level of lying that doesn't make sense. And you, oh, my boy, this really motherfucker, really. So, yeah, that's going to occur. People that won't support you, people that won't be there for you, people that'll hate on you, people that refuse to support you, people that talk crazy about you, people that don't believe in you at all, people that will try to convince you that your dream is just a useless dream, go in another direction, drop that shit right away, drop it, leave it alone. Don't do it. So you have your supporters and you have your non-supporters. You have people that roll with you, people that roll against you. It's two things, you know. Okay, and the third thing is the people who couldn't care less because they just living their life, so they're not focused on you at all. So there's three groups actually. The third group couldn't care less either way. First group supporter. The second group really don't like you. Don't think you can do anything you're trying to do. Don't want you to try to. Or they might think you could do it, but they're trying to keep you from doing it. Kind of goes into the first thing I was talking about in the rant. Kind of, you know. Anyway. This goes to what I'm saying about paying attention. You pay attention to group A that supports you, group B that doesn't support you. Group C is not hating on you like people in group B. They just don't, and they're not supporting you like people in group A. They couldn't care anyway. They're just living their life. You're not even on their mind. Who do you focus on? Who do you focus on pleasing? Who do you focus on addressing? Who do you focus your energy on? Who do you pay attention to? Group A supporters, always show love, got your back. The reason you're at that level you are to begin with, they're part, a good part of that reason. I mean, you're trying to get to a higher level. But the thing is that sometimes people forget. You be ungrateful and you mess around and won't get to a higher level. You mess around and lose ground that you already have. Next thing you know, you got to climb back up to get back to the level you was ungrateful at and hopefully not fall off again. Be grateful and then rise from there. You know, it's hard to say you demand more and pray for more. Be ungrateful for what you already have. That's not gonna work. But when you choose group B, who don't support, the people who try to dissuade you from traveling your path to greatness, the people who's hating. And some of them was sitting there, they're like, I got you. I'll be there. Never there. I got you. They got you all day, but never ever get you, not even just once. Got you every day, never get you though. Those people? Or you paying attention, the people who don't even know you're around, don't even pay attention to you because they got so much going on in their life, they couldn't care less. Who do you pay attention to? If you're smart, you pay attention to group A. Even if B is way bigger than group A. Let's say group B is 100 motherfuckers, 100 people, 100 deep people in group B in your life is 100 deep. And the people in group A is like 20. 20 people in group A. Focus on keeping them 20 happy. And just do the best you can. Get your stuff out there. And work on promoting your music, your gift, whatever it is. Your music, your gifts, promotion and marketing. Grind it out to get more people. Those 20 will help spread the word to more people they know. But you should focus more on paying attention to the right people. Some people pay attention to the negativity, and the negativity pays them. And what? Negative energy. And they get that back. They focused on the haters. Remember, what you pay attention to pays you. So you pay attention to group B, you're going to get paid in misery, in anger. And then you might get left by the people in group A. Because they're like, shit, all you do is complain about people supporting you. And then if you complain about something all the time, you become hyper-focused on it. Sometimes you lose it a little bit and think that's all that's there. So now you're acting like the only thing that exists is people who don't support you. So now you're being disrespectful to the people who actually do support you, acting like they don't exist. Well, there's people that dropped you off at performances. People that bought your t-shirts and hoodies, posters. People that bought your CDs. People that paid to see you stream your stuff. People who pay the music download. There's people who do. May not be as many as you want, but don't disrespect the people you have because you're mad at all the people who don't. They don't have to support you. The people who don't support you don't have to. You gotta understand that you have to be grateful for who you have in your life to support you. There's always gonna be people who's gonna look at you and say, you can't do it. Or you shouldn't try. There's always gonna be the people that want you to do something stupid. There's always gonna be the people that don't want you to win. And there'll always be the people who don't care. Because they're just living their life. And they focus on them and their issues. Nothing wrong with that. Isn't anything wrong with that? There isn't anything wrong with that. But you have to know who's who and pay proper attention. And like I said, what you pay attention to pays you. You get paid financially, or you get paid through blessings, or you get paid through hard lessons. They say, hey, you shouldn't have took your supporters for granted. Now build over, start again. You act like you didn't care, and you kept complaining. No one's there supporting. No one's there supporting. No one is supporting in their face, saying, "I'm like none of y'all support me. None of y'all support me." Saying there like in front of people, took the day off to see you. Those are just examples. See, that's another example. I know that was a music example, but recording artist example, but. You could substitute the profession and the goals and still say there's people out there in life who support you and people who won't. And know you need to pay attention to proper people and be grateful. You know, you got to pay attention to the good and the bad. You know, just keep everything balanced in those, right? Pay attention to bad, what's going on, so you know it exists. You know these things exist, but don't become obsessed with it and think that's all that's there. Because you definitely will mess yourself up and cheat yourself out of some very good things. Some wonderful things that was meant to, you know, bring joy in your life. You know, you may run your blessings away. You may run your blessings far, far away. Then you realize, oh, swear, I messed up. Then you gotta try to get back right. You get back to where you was, and it may be harder the second time. So, you know, that's how I feel about it. What you pay attention to pays you. You can be aware of something, but you don't have to focus on it. What you focus on, you know, you get. So focus on the right things. Be aware of things where you don't have to become hyper-focused on the worst things. Be aware of them exist, but don't focus, and then that's all you can think. Become hyper-focused on the wrong thing, and that's all you can think of. And you know, like I said, you mess up a good thing. Vibing. Yeah, I had a cold this week, since like last week, actually, you know, and been trying to do the healing thing, trying to heal, get over it, get back right, you know, hot soup, hot chicken noodle soup, hot tea, lemon juice, honey, you know how it go. Trying to, you know, get my mind right, get my body right. My voice been sounding crazy a little bit. Still, you know, So, yeah. So you might hear the voice and be like, why does it sound like that? It sounds different. Yeah, so just so you know, go up and go down, but yeah, it adds a little different huskiness and gravelly and sounding like I might cough up a lung at any moment. So, you know, that's what it is. So, you, just in case you wonder, vibe with Reeves, life happens. That's right. Life be life. But that's what we here for, life, you know. Yeah, so that's what it is. Still at it. Still going strong. Still at it. And, yeah, still vibing. And that really happened as far as the teacher saying what you pay attention to pays you, you know. That's way back. I think that was like what? Ooh. Third grade or second grade, I think. One of those. Second or third, most likely. Maybe even fourth, but you know. In that era. From second through fourth grade, one of those. Now the teacher said that. Yeah. And that's dope. That's something deep to say to some young kids, but you know, it made a difference. You know, it definitely made sense. You gotta drop jewels on them kids, and they might not realize what you said at first, but years later they might grow into it. Oh, that's what they meant. I just thought they was tripping, you know. Okay. So I get it now. That made perfect sense, you know. Yeah, so that's good. Oh, man. Been trying out this new app. Well, it's new to me. BandLab. You know. While I'm getting my laptop repaired, you know. Then making beats on that, you know. It's cool. I got some joints I'm feeling on there, you know. I figured, you know, why not try it? I need a way to express myself on the beat side, you know, with the music. while I'm waiting for it to get, you know. So I figure, if not, why not? Why not try it? Even though some people probably say, you shouldn't even try, bro. You shouldn't even try. You shouldn't even try. You shouldn't even try. That's funny. Some people tell you not to even try. You shouldn't even try, man. Just leave it alone. Just wait. Like, what bad thing can happen if I try? The worst thing that can happen, I'll find out that it's not for me. Right? Yeah. I mean, speaking of trying, you have to try. Not be to fail, but to try. And some people would rather you not try. First thing that pop in their head is, you tried. How'd you try? They're so used to not trying. They're so hardwired not to try that when they see other people try, it weirds them out. And they're like, you try. Yeah, you know, you're going to try because you might get it right. And maybe you don't get it right the first time, maybe not the second or the third, but the fourth time you might have it perfected. Some people want you to be miserable. Some people are scared that you'll try to live out your dreams and that you fail. They don't want to see you fail. They don't want to see you hurt. Some people, you know, they try and they fail and they hurt and then they get themselves up, then pick themselves up, push themselves up, and try again. They just gave up. And so they're scary and they're behind that, and they don't want you to do the same. And some people, they don't fear that you won't make it. They fear that you will make it. So that's why they're like, don't do it, don't do it. That's how I dissuade you from your greatness. So how to keep you off your path. You know, so you gotta be careful who you listen to. Kind of like I was saying in the first thing, in the rant, you have to be able to, you know, think for yourself. You have to be able to think for yourself because people will do, make a bad decision for you. If you're willing to let them lead you, they'll lead you straight. Some on purpose, some by accident, you know. Some people will be lost, and I know they're lost. But like, yeah, this the way. And I'm like, that's not the way. You're going in a literal wrong direction, and they think they're going in the right direction. But like, no. So, you know, that's something right there. Vibing. You vibe with who? With Reeves. And thank you oh so much for your time. Thanks for working with me with the voice issue and everything. You know, some of y'all been hitting me with well wishes that know me. Thank you. Appreciate you. And, gonna be live. You know how we do it. Vibing. Follow on Spotify podcast, Apple podcast, Google podcast, Spotify podcast. Follow me. Subscribe to the podcast, please. And thank you. I'm on Instagram, y'all. Also, as well, Vibe with Reeves_podcast. And you can leave a message for me on the podcast itself, you know. So with that being said, I'm out. Enjoy your time. Be safe. Be good. Be blessed. Be cool. I'm out. Vibing.